Let me share a little story with you today. If you have your Bible, go with Exodus chapter 2. Amen. Exodus chapter 2, very familiar passage. Exodus chapter 2, verse 1. And the Bible said, there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and dabbed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. Now watch this. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, and she said, because I drew him out of the water. We just preached this morning for just a moment of God to help us on a godly mother, a godly mama, if you will, praise God. And what a blessing they are. And we see the Word of God, and He tells us that they come a time when a king would be reared up that knew not Joseph. And now the children of Israel down in Egypt, a king reared up that didn't know about Joseph. And he put them in bitter bondage by reason of their taskmasters. They begin to cry to God, and God began to listen. Ain't you glad, praise God, when you begin to cry out to God, that He begins to listen? Amen. I'm glad I'm serving a God today that's not deaf, that He can't hear. Amen. His arm not short, that He can't save. But praise God, He'll hear. He'll listen. And He'll reach down, praise God, right to where you're at. It don't matter where you've been, where you're at, or where you're going. Praise God, it's God Almighty. He'll reach down, and He'll help you, save you out of that old pit you're in. Amen. Put your feet on a solid foundation. Praise God, Lord Jesus Christ, and help you all the days of your life. Amen. God looked down, and He seen this thing, and He spoke to this man of Levi who had a wife of Levi. Amen. What is that saying? That means they was a couple of God. They were equally yoked together. A believer with a believer, praise God, come together to try to do it right, try to be pleasing to God. And God honored and blessed that. Amen. And the Bible said the woman conceived. Amen. See, what was taking place is prophecy being fulfilled. God said in Genesis chapter 15 that of Abraham, He'd raise up a seed. He'd raise up a mighty nation. Amen. And He would bring them out after all those years of bondage. And some of them might have looked around and said, well, God's forgot about His promise. It's been over 400 years and we're still here. But I want to say, God never forgets. Amen. He's still on the throne. He's not senile, praise God. I want to say, hey, we say He's still on the throne. He's never left the throne. He's always been God Almighty, King of glory. Amen. But the Bible said there come a time for God to begin to work. And the Bible said she had, now what? Notice this, and the woman conceived and bare a son. Now I want you to notice here, brother, she had him. Amen. Hey, glory to God. Hey, it was a difficult time. It was a difficult situation. It was difficult circumstances. Hey, it was a time when they said, all the little boys, they told them, the ladies, those midwives, they said, hey, if he's a Hebrew woman, and when you catch her having a baby, he said, just kill the little boys and save the girls alive. But praise be to God, they was a little old woman down there, the Hebrews. Praise God. And she said, you know what? God. I'm not going to listen to the people. I'm not going to listen to the law. Because praise God, God Almighty has got this thing in control. And I've got my faith in the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. If we just have our faith in the good God of glory, He'll work things out. Praise God. I hear people all the time say, well, preacher, I'd have youngins, but I don't want to bring them in this old wicked world. I want to say, you know what? What I tell them, I said, you ain't got no faith. Amen. Praise God. I say God can bring them up in a wicked world. God can bring them up. Praise God. In godliness. God can set them. God can establish them. God can grow them. Praise God for His glory. What better way to do it than in an old godless, sinless, sinful world? Amen. God bring them up through it, praise God, and for an example to the rest of us. Amen. Bible said she had this little boy, amen. Woman conceived and bare a son. Praise God. See, there was a wrong that needed to be righted. So God began to fulfill that promise that He had made. Amen. I want to say there's a whole lot of wrong in this world that needs to be righted. And I want to say, praise God, I believe that God Almighty can raise up some little ones, amen, that'll make a difference. Amen. We may have one of them sitting right here this morning. Amen. We may have someone sitting right here this morning. God's going to raise up, praise God, in these last days to make a difference in this old world. Amen. I believe God's still able. I believe God still wants to. Amen. Praise God. If His people which are called by His name, praise God, humble Himself and pray, God will raise somebody up. Amen. He'll hear from heaven, praise God. And He'll hear our land, praise the Lord. He's still able. I still believe God wants to fulfill His word. I believe God still wants to save us out of the bondage of sin and iniquity, praise God. Amen. So when everything was against her, seemed everything wasn't right. Amen. God said, it's my turn to make it right. So she had that little old boy. Amen. She had him, praise God. And despite all the controversy around her, despite everybody saying, hey, you know what? We just need to quit having young because that part I'm just going to die. Amen. But this woman had faith and she said, you know what? I'm going to bring him. I'm going to have him. I'm going to raise him up. Amen. You said you think she could do it? No. She said, I'm going to raise him up to the Lord. I'm going to lift him up to God. Hey, every day, praise God, I'm going to pray for him and pray over him, praise God. And I'm going to trust God to do that, praise God, that I ain't able to do. Amen. She said, I'm just going to lift him up. The Bible said that she had him, not only did she have him, but said she hid him. Amen. She took that little one, boy, and she hid him. Praise God. And for 3 months, she had to keep him hid. Amen. Hey, what's she doing? The same thing we need to be doing today. We need to be hiding our youngins. Amen. We need to be hiding them from the filth and the wickedness and the perversion. Amen. We need to find for them a place of safety, praise God. A place where they can come to and feel loved and comforted. We need a place where they can come to, where they can realize, praise God, that there's love and affection for them. Amen. She hid him in that cloak of love. She hid him in a place, praise God, where he could be comforted. She had him in a place, praise God, where he'd be taken out of the world. Amen. I want to say we're living in a day and a time, praise God, we want to chunk our children out in the world. I mean, we ought to be pulling them out. We ought to be pulling them out instead of putting them in. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, you can't be too strict. And I will say, you can't be too strict. You said it right. You can't be too strict. There's the devils out there wanting to get a hold of them, destroy their lives. Amen. Wanting to pull them off in the very pits of hell and destroy our children. But praise be to God, a good godly mama, amen, take them under a wing and she'll hide them from that mess. Amen. He's a fellow told me, well, preacher said, if you don't let your children go out and try some of this stuff when they're young, when they get old, they just go crazy for it. Not if you instill in their heart, praise God, that they don't need it. When they got something bigger in their life, praise God, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, He's so much bigger, praise God, than that junk out there, they won't need it. Amen. Amen. Praise God, there'll be a God that's real, there'll be a God that's alive, there'll be a God that's there, the God that's effectual, God that's able, praise God, to help them through everything they face. Amen. They'll get the ideal, praise God, when they're young and they get in the fifth, sixth grade and they get down, sit down there to take a test. And they say, oh goodness, I should have studied more. And then they say, you know what? God said He'd never leave me or forsake me.
and they'll bow their little head and they say, oh God, Lord, I need your help. I know you're the God of all knowledge. Lord, I pray that you just touch my mind while I take this test. Amen. 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 You know what's wrong with our youngins today? We've not instilled enough in them where they know they can call on God and believe. Amen. Amen. Thank God for a good godly mama that'll hide them, praise God, in the precious Word of God. Amen. They'll hide them, praise, under that envelope of grace, amen, that envelope of faith, praise God, showing them that they something better. Amen. 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 Praise Lord, just hide them in it. That's what she did. She hid him. Yeah. Amen. She began to direct him, being the focus, kept him away from that junk. Amen. 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 Kept him out of it. We need to keep our children away from it. You know what? You know what that means? That means we need to guard what they watch on TV. Amen. Amen. We need to watch. Hey, if they sex and violence and this curse and stuff. Hey, say people say, well, that won't hurt them. I won't say, praise God, it will. It'll never help them. Amen. Amen. These youngins today in our schools and they talk filthy. Amen. You know where they get that? They get it, but some of them may get it from mom and daddy. Hello. But they get it from that television, amen. They watch it, it's embedded in your mind, and it goes with you. Amen. Listen to me, mama and daddy, you sit and watch that stuff, right? You better look around who's watching you. Amen. Amen. They see it, how much you enjoy that. Amen. God help us, praise God. We need to pull back. We need to take them back. We need to put them, we need to hide our children, praise God, from the wickedness of this world. Not only did she have him, but she hid him. Amen. Kept him away from the wickedness. Kept him away from the false gods and the idols and the things. Praise God of this world. I want to say there's a lot of false gods in this world. There's a lot of idols, praise God, we face and we chase, praise God, in this world. But praise God, I want to say today there's a true and a living God. Amen. Boy, He's the most important part. He's a precious thing, praise God, that'll deliver our souls. But this little mama, not only did she have him, but she hid him. Amen. She hid him as long as, the Bible said, as long as she could. Amen. Praise God. I believe we ought to hide our young as long as we can. Amen. Praise God. I believe mama still ought to hide Amanda. Praise God. Amen. Keep her in a place. Amen. Hide her from the devil. Hide her from the things of the devil. Hide her from, hey, you say, well, she's a grown woman. She makes her own decision. Yeah, but praise God. We can still hide them in prayer. We can still hide them in her supplication. We can still lift them up. Praise God. Unto the good God of glory. And let that be taken, kept away from the devil. Amen. We need to keep hiding them. Praise God. Hide them in a cloth of righteousness. Amen. Where they can get that help that we need. Hey, we're living in a day and a time, praise God. We forgot what God's about. We forgot about what God wants to do for us. Amen. She took this young man and she hid him as long as she could. Amen. And when she could no longer hide him, there come a day, she said, you know what? He's getting big and he cries louder and he's going to be found out. It's just a matter of time that the words are getting out. I've heard people in the courtyard mumbling about Amram and Jochebed. They got I think they've got some baby. It sounds like a baby in their house. Amen. I believe that mama said to Amram, said, hey son, we got to do something. We've got to do something. They're going to find our little boy and they'll cast him in the Nile for the crocodiles to eat. What are we going to do? Oh, we need to pray. We need to seek God's face. We need some direction. Amen. I believe there's something come. Maybe old Amram or Jochebed, one of them, they said, you know what? What did God do for a people that are condemned? What did God do for people that are condemned, that's going to die? He said, what can we do? Maybe old Jochebed, she said, wait a minute. So I got it. He said, when people were condemned to die, when death was coming, said they built an ark. Amen. He said, God had them build an ark. That archetype of the Lord Jesus Christ. She said, hey. He said, what we got to do? He said, we got to build an ark. Amen. He said, we got to put him in the ark. Said she took and she built an ark. And she said, wait a minute. We've got an ark. We've got it made here. But how can we make it safe? She said, I know what. She said, we'll take that slime. and we'll put it on the inside. Now I want you to think about, boy, I got a hold of that the other night. I said, glory to God. He took that slime. That was the very stuff that was used at inner bondage. That was the very thing that held them, praise God. And because they took that slime and they made that mortar a brick day after day after day in drudgery. She said, we'll take that slime, that thing that's been a holding us, praise God, that thing that's been holding us back, that thing that's kept us under bondage, and we'll put it all inside that thing. Amen. Hey, glory to God. So get it. Praise the Lord. Said, and we'll just put their faith and trust in the Lord. Praise God. Said, He's held us together this long. And we'll just trust. Praise God. We'll put slime all in that thing. And praise God. And it'll hold it together. Amen. Ain't you glad for something that'll hold it together? And she said, you know what we got to do? She said, we got the slime on the inside. That holds it together. She said, what we do is we'll take pitch and put it on the outside. Now that ark speaks of the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that pitch speaks of atonement, praise God. That was paid, amen. She said, we'll take the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and we'll coat that thing with that pitch. Amen. Amen. The atoning blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is applied. Amen. 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 See, that of the world on the inside. But praise God, that of the, hey, that's out of this world is on the outside. Hey, glory be to God. Hey, but I want to tell you what happened on the real ark. Praise God, it was pitched inside and out. That was had atonement was on the outside and it came on the inside, praise God. You know what she was saying? She said, hey, we'll take that atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and we'll trust in this little ark. Praise God, we'll just trust in that that's going to take place, amen, that it'll sink in, praise God, and save our boy. Amen. Praise the Lord. So she pitched that thing without that slime and that pitch. And the Bible said she took him and she laid him in the ark. Amen. You know what she did? Amen. Praise God. That's what every mama and daddy ought to do. Praise God. We ought to take our children. We ought to give them back to God. Amen. We'll say, Lord, they're a heritage of the Lord. And God, hey, I thank you for them, but I'm giving them back to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Take them and put them in that little ark. In that place of safety from the world. That place, praise God, where they can be protected. Amen. Where do they find safety? Where do they find protection? In the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's no other place to keep them safe. Amen. You may try to take them and give them a good education, give them this, but praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ is where the safety is. That great big measure of safety. Amen. So she not only had him, but she hid him. Praise God, an ark. She took for him an ark and bulrushing. Dad to a slime and a pitch and put the child therein. Amen. She said, Lord, I'm just going to trust in you. Hey, I'm just going to give him to you. You're going to be the one that take care of him. Amen. Praise God. That's what we need to do. Just give them to the Lord and say, Lord, here they are. I believe there's a whole lot of parents, mom and dad. Praise God, it's done that very thing. We've just put them in the hands of the Lord. And said, Lord, here they are. Amen. But even in that, there's always protection. Amen. They put their faith in the Lord. And the Bible says in verse 4, his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done for him. Amen. So the Bible tells us that his sister Miriam, she went down there. Mama put him out there and she said, now you. And Miriam said, Mama, I'm going to hang out here and see what happens. She said, well, all right, I can just see her. I can see Joshua. She said, all right, you do that, but don't you get caught. Don't let them know what you're doing. Hey, man, about that time, before it hadn't much more got out of sight, here comes Pharaoh's daughter with her entourage. Hey, man, comes to bathe down there at the River Nile. Hey, man, praise God, as she comes down there and she looks and she sees something rustling in the bulrushes. And she sends one of her maids over there. She said, go over and get that. What's over there? She said, over there, a little bit over to your right there. What's in that? Said, some kind of basket. Well, fetch it over here. She brings that bulrush. I'm sure she pushes that thing through the water. Hey, man, it's afloat and praise God. It's waterproof. It's solid. It's sure. Praise God. That little lid sealed on it. Praise God. There's nothing that's getting in there that'll harm. Amen. And she always, she gets it over there to that Pharaoh's daughter and they open it up and there's little old baby Moses and he looks up and beside the baby wept. Amen. About the time, I won't say there's nothing that'll touch the heart of a mama like a baby crying. Amen. Praise God. Hey, when a baby starts crying, praise God, a mama automatically starts a rocking. Amen. Brother Hall, he said, every time I hear a baby, he said, I'd be up there in the choir, baby starts crying. I said, I start rocking. Amen. Praise God, instinct catches in, praise God. We want to comfort these little ones. The Bible said she took that baby out of there and she said, this must be one of the Hebrew children. Huh? You know what she could have done? She said, well, so that's what in Hebrew. She said, what we got to do, we got to feed him to the crocodiles. But no, didn't happen that way. See, when that little baby cried, praise God, that mama instinct kicked in. See, I want to say today, praise God, God knows what He's doing. Amen. God knows exactly what He's doing. Amen. He knows, praise God. That's why I can't understand why these people, the sodomites say, well, you know, two men can have a baby and raise it in the way it's supposed to go. They can't do it. It's not natural. It's against God. The instinct ain't there. They need a mama, praise God. Amen. Children need a mama. Amen. You know, children can make it without a dad. They need a daddy, but they can make it without daddy. But they've got to have that mama. Amen. But they got her out, and Miriam seen it, and she ran over there, and she said, ma'am, she said, would you like me to fetch you one of the Hebrews slaves to nurse this baby for you? Well, this is exciting. Well, God must have a sense of humor. Amen. He done brought him out, praise God. She done had him, she done hit him, praise God. And here he is, out there, and the Pharaoh dies in the hands of the enemy. And God sends a little Miriam over there, praise God, and God reaches down and touches Pharaoh's daughter, and she said, yeah, she said, go and fetch her. And the Bible says and Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go, and the maid went and called the child's mother. You see this playing out? Said, I can see old Miriam, she runs back to the house, and mama's in there, she's, oh God, oh, Joshabed, she said, oh God, please, watch over my little boy. God, I put him in your hand. Lord, I'm trusting you, God. Deliver him, praise God. Glory to God. Mama's at the table, praise God, weeping and crying over that little baby. And Miriam comes in, busts the door open. She says, mama! You know, Joshabed, I see her look up. Wipe him tears. She said, what is it? She said, tell me, daughter. She says, mama. He said, you need to come. She said, oh, no, what's happened to my boy? She said, hey, I know God's able. She said, hey, Pharaoh's daughter drove him out of the Nile. She's got him rocking him in his arms, but he's crying. She wants somebody to come and nurse him. Yeah. Amen. Could you just imagine that little old mama step as she come out of that little old shack, praise God, started down that little old road, praise glory God, headed for the Nile. Amen. Walking about that high. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, expectation, knowing what God can do. She gets down there and there's Pharaoh's daughter. And Miriam, she said, present her. She said, ma'am, here's one of the Hebrews' women. So she said she would nurse the baby for you. And Pharaoh's daughter, now I think God has got, since here, God work this thing out. Amen. He said, Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me. Amen. Boy, what a wonderful thing that'd be, even if it stopped right there. Amen. But praise God, it don't stop her. Amen. I will say, praise God, mama, you look. Hey, listen to me. Praise God, if you do right by God, amen, there's a reward a coming. Amen. If you do right by God, God will bless you, praise God, tenfold. Amen. She said, take it away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee wages. Amen. He said, take this little old baby boy and nurse it, take care of it for me, and I'll pay you wages. Amen. You won't have to worry about going in the field to work, praise God. I'll take care of all that. Amen. I'm going to bless you on purpose, praise God. I will say, that's what God does when we listen to Him. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I said, praise God, when Joshabed was down there on her faith, crying out to God, when she had put him out in that river in faith, believing, amen, God heard from her. He answered that prayer. God moved on the scene, praise God, began to do a mighty, mighty work. Now look what happens. He said, and the woman took the child and nursed it. Amen. She's
She was rewarded twofold. Amen. She got to nurse. She got to be with her baby. Plus, she got paid to take care of it. Amen. So she had it, and she hid it, and then she held it. Amen. Glory be to God. The devil wanted to destroy it. The devil knew that God was going to raise up a mighty nation. The devil knew God was going to raise up a Savior. Amen. From Jerusalem, from Israel. Praise God. And he tried to destroy it, but God Almighty moved on the scene. Amen. You know, the devil's still trying to tear down humanity. Still trying to destroy the human race. Still trying to keep us away from the Savior. Amen. But God. Amen. But God. So the Bible tells us here, and I'm going to hurry and quit. The Bible said that she held this little baby. And and the child grew. You mean in stature? No, I believe he grew in God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, he's not talking about how big he got in stature. Praise God. I believe they're talking about how big he got in the Lord. Amen. I believe she took that little one and she held him up close and she bounced him on her knee. Hey, glory. And I believe she sat at the table and she'd tell him about the good things of God. I believe she started over there in the very beginning. He said, in the beginning, son, you listen to your mama and hear me well. You need to know this. It needs to be established in your heart. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. See, Moses was going to be the one that pinned it down. Amen. God would raise up a mighty leader, praise God, that'd write the first five books of the Bible. Amen. He had pinned them down. Hey, the first five books of the Pentateuch is what we got most of our laws of this nation based on. Amen. It's the rule of life, praise God, that we live by. Amen. God was going to raise up a man. Praise the Lord. She said, son, they should just remember, God created the heaven and the earth and everything that's in it. He created man, put him in the garden, but man's sin. Because of his sinfulness, she began to teach him all the things, bring him right down through the book of through life and show him those things. She says, when men begin to sin, they begin to fall. Amen. And that inheritance they had, that dominion that they had, it fell out of man's hand and fell into the hands of Satan. Satan picked it up. He's run with it. Praise God. He run with it all the way to Calvary. And then at Calvary, Jesus reached down and snatched the dominion away from him. Amen. 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 He said, you're not going to have dominion, praise God, no more. How do you mean? I praise God, I've been set free. The devil don't have control over me. Amen. Amen. She taught him. She said, yeah, that dominion that he had. But praise God, he said he promised even and had a Savior, which is Christ Jesus. She told him about Joseph, amen. She told him about Noah and the flood, that type of sin, praise God, where the reason that she had the thoughts of the ark to begin with. How God had brought him out, praise God, and delivered him safe. I told him about Joseph and how he had come down and how he was the one that ended up Egypt. He's the reason they were there. I mean, he was a mind and he followed God. God put him there that he might preserve an inheritance in the land. Amen. And no matter how they tried to destroy it, tried to tear it down, guess what? God just kept building that nation. Amen. I want you to think about today, as much as they're trying to destroy and tear down today, that little nation of Israel is growing. It's getting bigger literally every day. Amen. Those Jews from all over the world, they're coming back, praise God, and coming back with force. Amen. God's getting ready for something big, just like He was here. But she held him. She began to tell him those stories of old. She began to tell him about a covenant God made with Abraham. How God said He would raise up a mighty nation of His people. Amen. How He had to send a... She said, in Moses, listen to me close, son. He said, God promised us a deliverer. Amen. He promised us a deliverer. Did it work? She had him. She hid him. She held him. Praise God. In one day come. Maybe when he was 5, 6 years old. I don't know how long it took to wean. A lot of times it went several years in that time. She took that little old boy. Come a day, and the Pharaoh said, hey, said, need to send my son to the house. And Jochebed, she took that little old baby boy, little old Moses, got him by the hand, went out of that little old shack for life's time. Amen. Had that little old boy by the hand as she walked up the road. She said, Moses, says, don't ever forget the good God of glory.
Don't ever forget the God that Mama's told you about. He said there's a lot of false gods they're going to tell you about in your education under in Pharaoh. But praise God, hey, don't forget about the good God, amen, of the Hebrews and the Hebrew children, that delivering God whose promises, Moses, are you listed, son? He promised us a deliverer. Glory to God. Did it work? I want to say what we plant in these little old babies' minds today, praise God, goes with them throughout eternity. Amen. There's a lot of churches say if we can get them, keep them till they're 7 years old, you'll never get them back. Amen. They're little sponges. They absorb it. Did it work? Yeah. Bible said it did. Amen. Moses grew up, grew into a great man. But he never forgot his people. Because he never forgot his little mama. Amen. He never forgot those teachings. Mama had him on her knee. And she said, son, don't forget. Amen. And he grew up. He waxed strong, praise God. And he went out. And he became the leader that God would have him to be. Amen. When he was 40 years old, he went out there and he seen a man that was wrongfully treating one of the Hebrew men. And he rose up and he slew him. And he buried him in the sand. Amen. And he said, and then the next day he was walking the field and two of the brethren were going at it. And he said, hey, he said, you shouldn't treat your brethren this way. And they said, well, what are you going to do to us? You going to do like you did that Hebrew soldier yesterday? You going to kill us too? And said, Moses was afraid and he went off into the wilderness. But praise God, he never forgot what Mama taught him. Amen. One day he looked up out there in the wilderness. After many, many years, he looked up and he saw a bush. It was burning, but it wasn't consumed. And you know what God did? He kindled a fire down in his soul. Amen. He lit up something down in his heart. Amen. And that fire got to burning and it never would be quenched. Amen. What took place? A godly mama. A godly mother, praise God, had a desire to see her children, to see her little boy. Amen. In the hands of a great big God. And she said, you know what, Lord, son, I've just committed you to the Lord. You say, did it work? Praise God. He's one of the greatest men in the Word of God. If you take Moses out of the Bible, praise God, you've got to get rid of about half of your Bible. Amen. Amen. Why? Because of one little mother. I'm saying this. I'm going to say, praise God, you can make a difference. Amen. You can make a difference. Just stay with the Lord. Amen. Commit them to God and say, Lord, they're yours. They're not mine. I mean, I just borrow them for a season. Praise the Lord. Amen. And just keep God before them. Amen. When they rise up, when they sit down, before they go to bed, pray. Just remind yourself. Remind God. Just think about it. Keep God before your eyes. Amen. Make Him real in their lives. God will rise up and do the rest. Amen.